Renegade Health Radio.
Renegade Health Radio. This is Kevin Gianni with Fred Pottenhoud. Last week we talked about quitting. This week we're going to talk about feeling guilty. Fred, what is the thing you feel most guilty about in life?
I was cooking some broccoli the other day, and as I was like steaming my broccoli for 3 minutes in my pot, so 3 minutes steaming, and I end up with these big stalks of broccoli, and I'm always like keeping them in the fridge, right? Thinking
like
that
the actual stalks.
Yeah, like the bottom part of the broccoli, not the floret, but the like the giant and like the big stalk. And depends if you buy it at a farmer's market, they tend to be bigger or not, you know. So I like the green part, right? The part like the floret or the broccoli floret. So I'm steaming that part and a little bit of the stalk, but as it gets tougher, I know you can peel it and steam it and make a soup with it. So I keep it in the fridge thinking I'm going to do something with it. And I've been keeping that in the fridge for so long. And then it kind of starts going bad and I'm like throwing it away and feeling guilty. Or I should be making vegetable broth with all of those scraps. And I'm not doing it. And at this point, I realize, you know, I'm not doing it and I'm never going to do it. Like, it's one of those things where I should just accept that I just like to eat that part of the broccoli, even though there's plenty of nutrients in the other part, maybe even more so, and that you can make a soup with it and you can make great stuff, but I'm not doing it, you know? So maybe if I had a wife and she liked to do that, then we could kind of split. I would steam the other part, she would make the soup, whatever. But at this point, I realized, you know, I've been feeling guilty about those damn broccolis for a while, so why not just accept that there are little things that don't really matter that much in terms of your health? So, you know, it got me thinking, what else is there that, what are those other things that we should be doing for our health and we're not? And every time it comes up, you're like, oh, I know I should be doing this. And you're not going to do it. And you've been talking about doing it for years and you're never going to do it. And some of it are things that you should actually be doing, you know, and you should definitely be doing it. If you're not exercising, like for at least, you know, a little bit every week, that's something you should be doing. And it's probably a good idea to feel guilty about, but there are other things that, do they really matter? I mean, does it really matter that I only eat the broccoli florets and not the stalks? You know, does it matter? Probably not that much. So what else is there? Do you have any like that, Kevin?
This is going to turn into a confessional, I think. And one thing, Fred, I do have some advice for you. Get chickens. You don't need a wife. Just get chickens. The chickens will eat all your broccoli stems, and you'll never have to worry about them again. And then you can eat the eggs. So it's kind of like this cycle of sustainability.
I live in an apartment, Kevin.
What's
where
that?
Am I going to put? I live in an apartment in the city. Where am I going to put chickens?
I wasn't saying that was a reasonable request. I was just
ultimately let's say I move to and I have a house one day. I could do that. Yeah.
We lost a chicken. We're actually really sad about it. One of the chickens, we went away and we have someone come every day to feed the chickens. And one of the chickens had been getting out and when we were here. And so, you know, we mentioned that and there's only so much you can do about that besides having someone stay here the whole time. And unfortunately, one of the chickens, one of the raccoons got one of the chickens, the chicken that was getting out. So it was actually really sad. So we're actually down to one, but sorry to give everyone
sorry
that buzz.
To hear that.
I know it's kind of strange. Now we have one chicken, and we're just like, oh my gosh, you know, I think we need to go out and get new chickens because we love it, the fact that we can live together with them and they can make eggs, and Hudson can learn what it's like to be around chickens because heaven knows I was never around animals when I was a kid. Anyway,
and you don't have any guilt about you know, the vegetable scraps now.
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't have that much guilt about the vegetable scraps, which is good. So like any vegetable scraps, you know, you think about, well, composting, I think is one, is a thing that we definitely felt guilty about for a while. And Fred, I think that you probably still feel guilty about too. We'd be traveling, you know, in the RV and we'd be talking about sustainable lifestyle and healthy foods. And people would come to our RV and say, where do you keep your compost? And we're like, well, we don't, you know, and not that we would feel that bad about it. We just knew that, you know, in the RV, it was very hot. And, you know, I guess we could have gotten really creative about where we put our compost. But, you know, many times when we were traveling around the South, it got really hot. And in that RV, no matter what you had, it would smell really bad. So we didn't want to be carrying around this, you know, smelly bucket of compost all the time. But since we live in Berkeley, we have the ability, and we have chickens, we have the ability to choose between where we want to compost some of our foods, whether we just feed it to the chickens or we can put it right into, the city has a composting system where they take all the food waste. And then once every month, they dump all the compost back, by the marina, and you can come pick up as much as you want. So that's a pretty cool thing. And I'll share one more, Fred, and then we can bounce back and forth between something else that I kind of feel guilty about. And for me, you know, you guys know I'm a runner. I would say that strength training is one of those things that has suffered, probably since Hudson was born. So that's 2 years, probably the last time I've really fully done any strength training. And I know it's good for me. I know it's good for bone density. I know it's good for muscle mass. I know it's good for muscle mass is good for longevity. I know all these things, but I just can't stand the thought of thinking of going to the gym or even, you know, doing some repetitive type strength training motion, even if it's in my backyard anymore. I don't know. Maybe I got jaded. I used to do this stuff all the time, but you know, I used to be a personal trainer. I can't imagine myself just doing this silly repetitive motion over and over again in the name of strength and fitness. I don't mind running because I'm going somewhere, I'm moving. But if I'm sitting here in the, you know, in my living room or on the grass out in the back, like doing burpees and something like that just seems entirely pointless.
Well, maybe sometimes there's an easy solution to something like that. Like maybe for you, when you go on your run, maybe you can end your run with like 50 push-ups.
Yeah.
And maybe a few other exercises that are going to take you 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's done. You know, it's not like perfect, but it's pretty close to bringing you most of the benefits you need.
But I think my personal training mind, like I'm still conditioned to think that that isn't enough at the end. You know what I mean? I think
it's better than none.
Oh, right? I know, but it's not enough. So what's the point of doing it? You know, it's this whole like mind, you know, screw that you play with yourself. What do you got, Fred, on your list?
Well, you know, compost, I don't really feel guilty about compost. I've given that.
Oh, you're going to get nailed for that one.
No, but I mean, you have to pick your battles, right?
Yeah.
So if I lived in a city where they picked up the compost and stuff, you know, but I'm not going to have like a big thing of compost in my apartment and worms inside and, you know, and I travel a lot. It's just not going to happen, right? Once they, you know, the city does something about it, then I'll definitely join and do it. But I'm just not going to keep the compost inside, you know, that's not going to happen, especially the way that I'm away sometimes. It's like having a pet. I know I cannot have a pet right now. Maybe one day it will work out, but just not now. So, one thing is I don't eat that much organic. Like a lot of the fruit that I buy is not organic. Some of the vegetables, I do buy like kale and a bunch of vegetables. But a lot of the stuff, to be frank, is not organic that I buy. A lot of the health foods that I buy, like let's say I buy tofu, it's going to be organic, but at the health food store kind of things, tempeh, things like that. But in terms of like the produce, a lot of it is not organic. I'm okay with that because I like to where I go buy my food and I like the quality and the just you know the where how great tasting it is and the variety that I have and the market. So I like all of those things, but I don't really make an effort. And at some point I was thinking, oh, I should be buying more organic and stuff. And it's just, yeah. So I'm not doing that. Do you have any, Kevin?
I do. Another one that I know, you know, we do grill foods from, you know, that we get from the local butcher shop, you know, now that it's summer. And one thing that I am sad to report is that we don't do everything we can to avoid the cancer or the chemicals that are linked to cancer when you char meat, These are polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. So these are, let's just use PAH for short. So these PAHs are known to cause skin, liver, stomach, and other cancers. And I know that if you marinate your meat for more than an hour, then it actually will lessen the amount of these PAHs that are created. And sometimes I don't do it. And I just think that that's kind of a foolish thing to do. So that's one thing I know is better for me, and I don't do it all the time. I do it sometimes. I know. Those polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons.
but I've got one has to do with salt. I know I feel better when I don't have salt or much salt, like only a tiny bit. And I know that, you know, I know it has a positive impact on my health and so on, probably long term too. But I just can't bring myself to eat a sodium free diet. Not sodium free, but no added salt. I just yet haven't mustered the courage to even try for a while, you know. So that's one thing I must say I'm personally a little guilty about.
Well, I mean, based on some of the research, and I know you read through the salt chapter, the rough draft of the salt chapter. Based on some of the research, Fred, I still think that you have this thing where you think salt is like really, 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 really bad. Is that true or no?
Yeah, I guess I still hold on to that idea that it's not a good thing to have, like beyond a certain amount, beyond even a tiny amount. So probably, I mean, it's not like for some people it would make a major difference, but that's where one thing I'd be interested to doing a challenge one day, but I just wouldn't want to live with the consequences of that challenge. Like, for example, just not like already that I'm already pretty, you know, more restricted in my eating than some people, and picky about like eating healthy and so on, that with no salt at all, then essentially it means you're going to stay home.
it might even be harder than just doing raw food, to be honest with you, because I mean, because you're the guy then, you stay home. But if you do happen, I don't even know if you can go out. You can't even go out. You can go to a restaurant and just say, I guess you can just get a salad, but then, you know, you don't even put dressing on it.
You're going to get a plain salad and put balsamic vinegar on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But I know in the grand scheme of things, it's, you know, what I'm doing is I'm monitoring my blood pressure. I'm monitoring a few things like that. So if I see, hey, you know, I should reduce my salt intake. It's not like I consume a lot of salt. I've done a lot of things to change that in the sense that, I mean, I stopped adding like salt to the beans when I cook them and so on. So I found like replacements and so on, but I'm still, I like salt, you know? So yeah. So that's one thing. Even when I was a raw foodist, I never did like give up salt completely. It was just too painful for me, you know, maybe some people find it easier.
Yeah. Well, 30-day challenge. We talked about it last week.
Yeah, right.
For me, I'm going to say one more. It's and then Fred, if you have one more, then we'll close this one out. But flexibility for me, working on flexibility. I know that I'm not the most flexible human on earth. I stand 6'2", fairly big-bodied kind of guy, and flexibility to me is one of those things that I never had. And I know that if I do different types of strength training exercises, like I mentioned, and a little bit of yoga, but I can't stand yoga, so I'd rather do strength training exercises and run. So if I'm running regularly, which I am now, then my flexibility gets better, but not in all places. And I would really love to be a little bit more flexible. And I know that if I don't do anything about it, it'll come back and bite me when I'm, you know, 60, 70, and 80 years old. So flexibility is one of those things that I feel pretty guilty about on a regular basis too.
Well, maybe there's just so much you can change, right?
Maybe.
I was reading in the first 20 minutes book that, I mean, flexibility is one of those things where you can't do much about changing your like potential. Like what you can is pretty limited to yourself, right? And then Yeah, so there's kind of a limited research that all of this flexibility training actually does improve your long-term flexibility. It's more that it trains you in the short term, but you always have to, it doesn't, the effects don't even last more than an hour or two, you know? Well, and that's what some of the research showed.
And if I mean, look, it's almost like this game of, and I know you talk about the 80-20 principle, and I talk about it too. It's like, well, if I'm going to do flexibility training for 40 minutes, or I'm going to go out for a run, I mean, what's going to give you the most benefits? And that's kind of what this whole podcast is about. Like, yeah, there's some of these things that we're not doing, but you know, where do they fit on the scale of things that we should be doing, and are we getting great benefits, you know, doing those other things, right?
Completely agree. Yeah. It's you can't do everything, right? And nobody's going to be perfect. And you have, like I said, you know, picking your battles. I mean, one more thing that I'd like to add is the, because I know maybe you have the same too, Kevin, is that one thing I'm pretty guilty about, and it's actually a guilt, like it's a purchase guilt almost, is that I have a treadmill desk and I just feel like I'm not really using it anymore. And I didn't know how many people purchased a treadmill desk thinking it was going to be this awesome idea. And it was for a little bit. And then I just kind of go back to sitting because it's, you know, working on the computer is work. I mean, you do work, right? You have to kind of, you know, say, hey, I'm going to work. You know, I'm not just having fun. Like I'm working. And the walking on the treadmill on top of it is kind of added, you know, non-fun on top of the work. So I can't even relax sitting down. I have to like do something. So I was using it a little bit. At the moment, I'm not using it at all, to be honest. And I'm feeling guilty about it because it's like, hey, I bought this thing thinking it was going to be an answer that I was going to, no, make me more active. I do work out. I do sit up, stand up a lot, not sit down all the time. But there's this guilt, you know, this was maybe not the perfect answer. And I think for a lot of us, we try to buy an answer by buying something that's going to solve the problem. But sometimes maybe there's an easier solution.
Yeah, my treadmill desk is up in the attic here. And there are a few excuses I can make up, but even when it was in my office, our office just exploded in terms of the amount of people that are in it for the skincare business, and we just couldn't fit it anymore. But even before then, it was just kind of sitting in my office because I think I'd gone out too fast on it and then kind of got burned out. I had a little running injury, and that kind of set me back too. But you know, I don't have any space at home to use it, so I'm gonna pull the space card on this. But I know that I'm making up a little bit more of an excuse than I should. How about that?
Well, all right. So, guys, if you have something you feel guilty about, some health practice that you know you should be doing, write it down in a comment section of renegadehealth.com/blog. And if you also can comment on the things that you do that you think make a difference and the things that you think maybe I don't have to be guilty so much about that. Maybe I could let that one go, like my broccoli steaming story. So yeah, that's what we want to know about today. So
let it go.
Let it go. Thanks, guys.
Renegade Health Radio.